Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A two-vehicle crash occurred Tuesday morning in downtown Ubley when a minivan ran a stop sign and struck an SUV around 7:25 a.m. According to the local police, a Bad Axe resident driving a Chrysler Pacifica failed to yield at the intersection of East Main Street and North Washington Street, colliding with a Chevy Trailblazer driven by a Port Austin woman traveling southbound. A male passenger was also in the SUV at the time of impact. All three individuals escaped injury, with authorities crediting seatbelt use for preventing harm. Officers are examining surveillance footage as part of their ongoing investigation. The morning rush hour timing created significant traffic congestion, requiring additional personnel, including a school resource officer and an off-duty firefighter, to manage the scene. Police used the incident to emphasize safe driving practices, urging motorists to wear seatbelts, avoid distracted driving, and remain attentive behind the wheel. Bad Axe Public Schools has confirmed that two antique bladed artifacts were briefly brought into the high school by a substitute teacher on February 11th, prompting a swift administrative response. According to a letter sent to the families by Superintendent Greg Newland and Police Chief Sean Weber, a staff member alerted the principal after noticing the questionable objects in the substitute's possession before classes began. The principal immediately investigated and determined the items were antique bladed artifacts intended for educational purposes as part of a lesson comparing different historical weaponry. Despite the educational intent, school administrators removed the items from the classroom due to safety concerns. The substitute teacher was also notified before instruction began the artifacts could not remain on campus. The school resource officer secured the items as a precautionary measure. Officials emphasized no students or staff were ever in danger during the incident, and families were promptly informed. A review with law enforcement confirmed the substitute's educational intentions, and the matter was resolved in accordance with school safety protocols. The district expressed appreciation for the vigilance of staff members and the prompt coordination between school administration and law enforcement in maintaining a safe learning environment. And Michigan students will soon have to keep their cell phones out of classrooms under new bipartisan legislation that was signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The measures, Senate Bill 495 and House Bill 4141, require each district to create policies limiting phone use during class except for emergencies or academic purposes. Whitmer said the change will help students focus and reduce screen-related issues like anxiety and poor attention. Lawmakers from both parties, including Representative Mark Tisdale of Rochester Hills and Senator Dana Polenka of Livonia, supported the effort, citing classroom distractions and student mental health concerns. Districts will have flexibility in designing their own rules with input from teachers, parents, and community members. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Ashley and Bad Axe has the mattresses you want at blowout prices during the 2026 President's Day sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. This is the only deal you want to sleep on. Choose from six different models of mattresses priced to go as we replace our mattress inventory with new inventory. Plus, during the Ashley President's Day sale, check out our hot buys throughout the store. Clearance accessories are up to 70% off and save up to 25% off store-wide. And if you have kids, pets, or live an active lifestyle in your home, the Ashley ModMax with Novella Next Gem Performance Fabric is for you. ModMax is designed for easy cleaning and complete modularity. Arrange ModMax to seat 2 or rearrange ModMax to seat 20. The limit is your imagination. But that's not all. Save hundreds in the Ashley Sleep Gallery and take up to 40% off regular priced accessories during the Ashley President's Day sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. And make it even more affordable with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Just ask us how. George Washington chopped down a cherry tree. We're chopping prices during the Ashley President's Day sale now for a limited time.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we have two obituaries this morning before we get to more news. Marion Catherine Wadwaska of Ruth, age 84, passed away on Sunday, February the 8th. She was born on September 3rd, 1941. She is survived by her daughters, Gail and Gwen, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church of St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, February the 14th. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery in Parisville. Visitation for Marion will be on Friday, February 13th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation will be on Saturday at the church beginning at 10:30 till time of service at 11:30. A parish vigil service take place Friday at 6 p.m. at the funeral home and a rosary service at 4 p.m. on Friday at the funeral home. The family would like to thank Julia Bloom for providing compassionate care for Marion over the last year and the Medical Team Hospice for their services over the last month. You can share your memories at RamseyFH.com. And Marlene Gentner, 82, of Ruth, passed away on Tuesday, February 10th. She was born September 16th, 1943, in Paris Township. She is survived by her husband, Bernard, her children, Ricky, Kevin, Craig, Cheryl, and Jill, her 10 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral mass for Marlene will be Friday, February 13th at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church of St. Isidore Parish. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Visitation for Marlene will be Thursday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. And a rosary service will take place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the funeral home, and a time of sharing will take place at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. And you can share your memories online at RamseyFH.com. We'll be back in just a moment for a look at more news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. American athletes are seeing a surge of activity today at the 2026 Winter Games. Key events for Team USA include men's snowboard cross and the preliminary round of men's ice hockey, which feature the return of NHL players to the Olympic stage for the first time in over a decade. Viewership in the U.S. has spiked as fans tune in to see if American curling teams can secure a spot in the medal rounds. The games are being held across multiple Italian venues, with Milan hosting the indoor ice sports and Cortina d'Ampezzo handling the alpine events. Fujitsu and Meiji Company have launched a pilot project in Kawasaki, Japan, to test the world's first AI tool for predicting future malnutrition in the elderly. The RRAFU system uses behavioral data to identify risk before physical symptoms of frailty appear. The project involves 240 residents over the age of 60 and utilizes a self-care app to suggest dietary and exercise changes. If successful, the technology could be implemented nationwide to help manage the health of Japan's rapidly aging population. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
It's the President's Day sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and the savings are big all across the store. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide, and be sure to ask us about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing to make bringing home new furniture easier than ever. Freshen up any room with accessories up to 40% off, and don't miss the clearance accessories priced up to 70% off while supplies last. And if you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. President's Day is the biggest mattress event of the season at Ashley. Save hundreds on our sleep gallery and take advantage of our mattress model blowout. Six models are priced to go as we make room for new inventory, so once they're gone, they're gone. You'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with Nuvella next-gen performance fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange to fit your ever-changing needs. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley and Bad Axe. Locally owned, locally operated, and ready to help you save big.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. With my 57 years of experience to work for you, just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes. Let's check in with Steve Adamson for a look at our weather.